right, sit back, relax. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Episode 22. More inexpensive Christmas gifts. All right, thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Nikki G, and you're listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with a short attention span. Let's just dive right in. Last episode, we talked about cheap Christmas gifts and what you can get for the Jeeper in your life without spending a ton of cash. And we talked about ammo cans. Every dude loves ammo cans and molly pouches. We talked about putting stuff together for your off-roader that they don't normally think of, that they could always use more of and would appreciate the effort. We talked about putting first aid kit together and a go bag and a walkout bag. And they don't have to be in bags. They can be in boxes. It's just what I call them. I'm going to talk about items that if you don't have in your Jeep, it would be good to have. And when I say Jeep, I mean rig. Items that you don't have in your rig. A tire repair kit. A lot of people don't have a tire repair kit. And you can go to Walmart and get the tire. It's called a tire repair kit. And it's two tools, some rubber plugs, and some glue. And then you take that, you buy some valve stems. They come in different sizes, just a handful of them. They're all your handful of different lengths. And then some valve cores. And you can get these on Amazon or eBay. Then also a valve core tool and a valve stem tool to put them in and take them out. And then some rubber cement also wouldn't hurt. And you get that at the same aisle where you bought the plug kit. And then a razor blade or a cheap little razor knife or X-Acto knife to trim the excess, and then a pair of needle-nose pliers. You put all that, and it'll all fit in a pencil box, and that's a tire repair kit. And then they have a flat on the trail. They can just plug it, and they'll end up using it in a driveway more than anything. All right, next on my list of cheap kits to make, and again, this fits great in an ammo can, and an ammo can is leak-proof. It has a rubber seal on it so it doesn't leak, so this works great. I call it a fluid kit. I carry one in an ammo can. I have it strapped down to my roof rack because I don't even like having these fluids in the vehicle. You just get them a quart of oil. If you don't know what kind of oil they have in their vehicle, you can't go wrong with 10W30. Chances are, if you're in an emergency situation, the wrong viscosity oil is better than no oil. But if you can't figure out what kind of oil they have, 10W30 you can't go wrong with. Power steering fluid. A little bottle of power steering fluid is great. Some DOT-3 brake fluid. And some automatic transmission fluid. That's pretty much all the fluids that's in their vehicle. Then there's, of course, there's also coolant, which, if you carry some water, that's great for that. And a differential fluid, but that's kind of hard to carry. It usually doesn't come in a nice small quart. But these are the basic fluids that you should carry. A quart of oil, power steering fluid, brake fluid, and automatic transmission fluid. You can get those at the dollar store. They sell nice little small cans or small bottles of it. And they fit great in an ammo. You can fit all four of those in an ammo can perfectly. And while you're there, get a small can of their knockoff knockoff WD-40. And that'll fit in that can too. And that'll be great. Next on my list is goes along with the fluid kit. I call a spill kit. And you put this in a tote, or it'll fit in an ammo can if you get the right stuff. But some absorbent mat, they call them pig mats. You get them at AutoZone or online or any place. Well, online or auto parts store. But an absorbent mat and some paper towels and garbage bags. And that'll fit in an ammo can. But if you can't find absorbent mat, then get a Rubbermaid tote and a small bag, 1 or 2 pound bag of kitty litter. And we'll call that that's a spill kit. And I'll tell you, that's stuff we never think about carrying until we need it. All right, next on the list is an electrical kit. This is another stuff a lot of people don't think to bring. But we would be glad if somebody made it for us. I call it electrical kit, and it has just fuses in it. And now you got to kind of look, you got to kind of do some research and figure out what kind of fuses and relays they have in their vehicle. Get some extra fuses and relays. Then a couple of feet of wire, and just wrap it up in a ball. 12-gauge wire would be good, 12 or 14-gauge. And some crimp connectors, all various crimp connectors. Some spare taillight bulbs, their brake lights and turn signal. If we bust out a light, it'd be nice to have a spare bulb, and then we could drive home legally. And then some test leads, which is just a piece of wire with alligator clips on each end, so we can clip on the wires and bypass stuff. And there's all kinds of things you could do with some test leads. And also some safety pins. It's really nice to take a safety pin and jam it into a, poke it into the, through the skin of the wire. And then you can test the wire. And then also a 12-volt test light works great on that too. Throw that in the kit. All right. My next cheap Christmas gift is a hardware kit. You can go to Harbor Tool and Freight and you can buy a miscellaneous box of nuts and bolts and some washers. And you just throw a handful of screws in there too. Some hose clamps. And Harbor Tool and Freight sells a pack of hose clamps. And even you get those at just about any hardware store. They're about $5 for a box of miscellaneous hose clamps. And then a tube of RTV silicone, which is what we use to make makeshift gaskets out of. The next kit that I carry on my Jeep, I call the spare parts kit. And it's basically, and you have to do some research on this too. I carry a spare serpentine belt for my vehicle. A couple of extra lug nuts, because if you're changing your tire out in the woods and you lose a lug nut, it's nice to have some spares. And I carry about 4 feet of 3/4-inch hose. Now, most heater hose on a vehicle is 3/4-inch. I know on a Jeep I have one's 3/4 and one's 5/8, but I can clamp down a 3/4-inch hose on a 5/8 fitting and make it work. It's not a permanent solution, but it's enough to get you out of the woods. And let's face it, that's what we're carrying this stuff for, is an emergency situation. Nobody's going to want to rebuild their engine out of the stuff they carry in their Jeep. And we don't carry enough stuff to do major overhauls and stuff. This is just quick fixes to get you out off the trail and back into civilization where you can fix it properly. So I carry 3/4-inch hose and then also 3/8 hose. And 3/8-inch hose fix your fuel line if you have a leak in your fuel line, your automatic transmission line if you have a leak in that. 3/8-inch hose works great for that. And then, of course, in the hardware kit, you have the hose clamps to clamp that all together. All right, that's about all the time we have for tonight. You can catch and download the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean, and YouTube. You can follow and or contact the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on the Gram, the Twitter, Facebook, and of course, YouTube. You can email us at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. All right, until next time, this is Nikki G saying, wheel what you got and be happy.